Video Connectivity 2.0, How AI and Robotics are Driving Next-Gen Collaboration, by Scott Tharler. Depending on the generation in which you grew up, the topic of cutting-edge video collaboration might evoke such images as a hard-boiled detective talking to his watch, or a lazy sprocket maker being surprised by his tyrannical boss on a giant screen. And although the portrayals of these technologies were way ahead of their time, they're not that far off from what's possible now. These days, we live in a world that's so used to the video conferencing that was thrust upon us during the pandemic that, unless otherwise specified, "let's get on a call" implies the use of video. It's expected that video will be used in everything from the job recruitment process to regular meetings. And this extends beyond business powwows to everyday interactions between friends and families of every generation. For instance, it is increasingly commonplace not only to artistically express ourselves on YouTube and other creative platforms, but also to routinely embed various other video solutions into our lives. These include sending grandparents video messages of their grandkids opening presents, personally welcoming new patrons to our businesses, and even receiving paid messages from celebrities. Video is also a huge component in surveillance, which features cameras built into friendly robots that amble around, vacuum your house, or even fly throughout your home or business. And while these security solutions are certainly worth the of their own separate discussion, they highlight a powerful trend. The future of video conferencing will be defined by an amalgamation of artificial intelligence and robots. Getting everyone in the picture. One of the pitfalls of video calls is that while they may be fine for facilitating one-to-one virtual encounters, they tend to come up short when attempting to accommodate too many people. Inevitably, folks are required to either squish unnaturally close together or to place the camera so far back that they sound and appear distant. Instead of forcing us to crowd around smaller screens of our phones and laptops, it makes sense that companies would look to our TVs, the audiovisual hub in our homes. Back in 2012, Biscotti created a camera shaped like the hard Italian pastry for which it was named to place atop the family TV set. For context, back then, flat screen TVs had recently become a staple and Netflix had launched its ubiquitous streaming service only several years prior. Needless to say, families had become very much ensconced with their television. But as freeing as it was to be able to video chat with the whole family, which in my case at the time included a newborn and a toddler, while casually sprawled out on the couch and floor in front of the TV, the system was a little clunky in terms of interoperability and perhaps a bit ahead of its time. Fast forward to the present day. Boston-based Owl Labs has solved the camera placement problem for businesses with an innovative 360-degree camera mounted atop a base unit that includes speakers and microphones. The highly portable unit, which looks like a wingless owl, now in its third generation, is meant to nestle down in the middle of a conference room table. It can be used independently or paired with the company's latest offering, a soundbar with built-in camera and microphone. Either on their own or when configured together, the solution's secret sauce is how the AI parses out who's speaking and syncs that to the video displayed. The result is that the meeting's in-person contingent can sit around the table and converse naturally. From there, remote callies can view everyone at once in a super wide strip or featured individuals in close-up panels based on who is speaking. If you work from home, you probably don't need a 360-degree web camera, but Insta360, a company known for developing 360-degree action cams, makes a forward-thinking webcam you should know about. The Link uses a relatively large half-inch sensor to capture ultra HD 4K resolution video. Thanks to that sensor size, the camera is quite forgiving even in poor lighting conditions. It's able to focus quickly, which minimizes or eliminates blurring during calls. And unlike traditional fixed-position webcams, this one rocks an AI-powered 3-axis gimbal to automatically track, zoom, and keep you in the frame no matter how much you're moving around. Combining those capabilities, the Link has several useful party tricks up its sleeve, including modes that focus on your physical desktop, a bird's-eye view to highlight hand drawings and unboxings, shoot in portrait for social media, and respond to gesture controls when you're standing away from your desk for a presentation. Is this the droid you're looking for? Back in 2010, when an episode in the fourth season of The Big Bang Theory featured Shellbot, a robotic proxy for the show's main character, Sheldon, millions of nerd-loving fans were introduced to the concept of telepresence. Since then, many advancements have taken place, but the concept remains the same. An elevated mobile tablet on wheels that an off-site controller can use to see and hear, and likewise be seen and heard by folks who happen to be at that location. Although this technology presents strong use cases for healthcare, distance learning, senior care, manufacturing, and warehouse management, it can also be used more generally for telecommuting. Instead of having to spend excessive time or money on traveling, or even scheduling an intricate series of meetings, a remote manager could casually roam a facility and engage with employees in a more organic way without leaving their base of operation. Case in point, Omni Labs. Omni stands 4 feet 8 inches tall and uses 30-watt brushless motors to roll its steady trio of 6-inch wheels at up to 2 miles per hour. It's not self-balancing, which helps conserve battery power. With a 130-degree tilting screen, its 4K camera can view angles from floor to ceiling and capture still images during calls. Because the robot weighs just 25 pounds and folds, it transports and stores easily. It's able to provide up to 5 hours of call time, during which it can be controlled by an authorized operator on a phone, tablet, or computer, using an encrypted browser connection. And when it needs to recharge, the robot uses computer vision to automatically find its dock. Adding a third dimension. As opposed to Owl Labs, which is deftly translating real people in 3D settings onto 2D screens, Swiss startup CoPresence enables the creation of photorealistic 3D avatars. Within their app, you can scan your face from several angles. Then the inherent AI morphs and scans into a surprisingly realistic representation of your head, complete with eye movements and facial expressions that can then be dropped into a variety of gaming and mixed reality settings, offering a potentially wide gamut of applications. Additionally, some key companies have been driving the development of glasses-free 3D video experience. Dutch company Demenco has partnered with tech giants such as Asus, Dell, Microsoft, and Intel to forge its simulated reality SR technology. Having witnessed it firsthand at CES 2023, I can say that using this tech was uncanny in its ability to bring new depth to the video conferencing experience. Demenco's version uses two small cameras built right into the laptop's monitor bezel, whereas Google's Project Starline, a new version of which was just revealed at this year's I/O event, utilizes three strategically placed external cameras and some fancy software to bring an added sense of realism to video calls. It's all about the hardware. Instead of purely software-based solutions, WeHead sees hardware driving the future of video conferencing. They developed a fully functional robotic head prototype with multiple screens around the face, meant to mimic the spatial sense and organic movement of a human head. And while the initial product's deconstructionist aesthetic may be a bit polarizing, the biopsychological reasoning behind the design is solid. According to the 2021 Stanford study, a few of the reasons why you may find video conferencing so fatiguing over long stretches include excessive eye contact, reduced mobility, and increased cognitive load. Quote, "We must work harder to send and receive nonverbal cues that are crucial for expressing emotions, building rapport, and creating a connection," end quote, says WeHead's founder and CEO, Ilya Sidorskin. Quote, "With WeHead, there is no need to stare at a screen constantly. Both conversation participants have the freedom to move their heads naturally, enabling nonverbal communication," end quote. In other words, there's something freeing and ironically human about a robot noggin that twists and bobs based on a colleague's actual head movements. With a turn of their head in real life, that remote colleague can rotate the WeHead, including the camera mounted at its top, wherever it's located, allowing them to look around the room they're calling into. Moreover, those who are in the room can mentally relax a bit by not having to continuously stare so intently at a flat screen while trying to ignore their own images. To get a better sense of how the device works and feels, go to the WeHead site, scroll down, and click Start Host Demo or Start Guest Demo. As Sidorskin points out, currently we see that many jobs primarily based on intellectual function can be done remotely. In the near future, jobs that involve communication will also be remote, such as work in concierge services, psychotherapy, HR, education, entertainment, and others, end quote. He also hints that the next version they're developing will even further enhance the feeling of a remote person having a physical presence. Holography, the final frontier. Realistic full-body holograms have always felt like the ultimate endgame for remote communications. With scores of examples throughout the science fiction game, communicating via 3D holograms has been a collective fantasy for decades. And right now, that reality may be closer than you think. Corporate communications stalwart WebEx has developed Hologram, a collaborative system that uses 12-camera array on one end to transmit a 3D image to a colleague wearing virtual reality goggles on the other end. HoloConnex and Proto each offer large projection boxes, roughly 88 inches tall, in which a life-size person broadcasting from a remote studio can appear without the audience needing special goggles. Proto also offers a smaller version that's about a fourth the size, geared more towards tabletop presentations. And DVE, the self-proclaimed pioneers in augmented reality presence, forgoes the box approach in favor of a large translucent panel on which to project its holographic images. But while we may see some broadcasters, conference programmers, concert producers, and high-end retailers using holography situations, the technology is still pretty inaccessible and prohibitively expensive for most of us. At least for the moment, then, we may just have to settle for using familiar 2D video conferencing solutions as Zoom, Skype, Teams, and Meet. But the future of video collaboration feels, at least figuratively, within reach.